All this talk about shopping and buying may have you thinking, that's not what the holidays are just about. What can you be doing to help other people? Lauren McGowan is Associate Director of Ending Homelessness at United Way of King County. She joins us. Lauren, thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely.
What is the shape of the shelters this time of year? Are they full?
So many of the shelters throughout the King County community are full. We're fortunate to have a really great network of service providers and a very generous community, but the need for services often surpasses the demand.
Did you have to open up new shelters for the season?
So there are new shelters that open in the winter, particularly when the temperatures dip very, very down low. But there continues to be far too many people that are on the streets.
And in terms of donations coming to food banks, what does that look like this time of year, this year?
This is the time when many people turn to those food banks to put holiday meals on the table. Many of them are in good shape. The important thing is to remember that we need to continue giving throughout the season. So when January hits and we all make our New Year's resolutions, we need to continue giving at that same pace we do between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Because otherwise you see a fall off in volunteers and in giving after the holidays?
That's exactly true. So those are the months where the shelves often go empty and the need certainly doesn't disappear.
And at this time of year, what's the most helpful thing people can do?
There are many ways that people can both give their money and their time. So you can visit UnitedWayOfKingCounty.org and find a variety of volunteer opportunities. There's volunteer opportunities right up through the end of this year, but certainly going into 2014, Martin Luther King Day is a great day for community members and their families to volunteer together. You can also volunteer to prepare taxes for families beginning January 14th and help get families connected to a variety of resources, including food stamps, utility assistance, health care.
So we talked about all the good people can do. What should people know about what's the least helpful thing, maybe for donations or just giving in general this time of year?
It's always helpful to make sure that what you're giving is what people actually need. So sometimes we clear out our closets or clear out our cabinets and donate things that may not be of use to us or to people in need. So I always try to, when I'm giving myself or I'm talking to donors, I say, think about what you're giving and make sure it's something that you would want your family to have. So if you're donating to a food bank, don't just give those sort of staples that may be, you know, at the back of your closet, but make sure you're giving healthy foods. Make sure you're donating what you would want to have on the table for your kids.
Lauren McGowan is Associate Director of Ending Homelessness at United Way of King County. If you're looking for a way to give back during the holidays, plenty of shelters and food banks that could use your help.